Joining us live now over the phone is Star Valley High School girls basketball coach Cade Erickson this morning. Coach Erickson, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. Doing pretty good. How about you guys?
We're doing great. We appreciate you taking a few minutes of your time to speak with us. It's the phrase I used last night is feast or famine. You guys have been in a famine for 22 days looking for competition, and now you got 3 days in a row of competition. It got one tucked under your belt last night against Century. We obviously didn't get a chance to talk to you about that game last night because we weren't allowed on the premises. I feel like we were bad people. We're not allowed there. But kind of give us your impressions of that game, because obviously the first action in almost a month, and your girls going up against a quality team.
Yeah, they are a good quality team, and we watched quite a bit of film on them just because we had the chance to. But definitely as we got into the game, you could tell we had been off for 22 days. We came out, and we were aggressive, but our timing and our shooting was not there where we wanted it to be. You know, the girls definitely gave it their heart and worked hard like they always do. But, I think they played, 15, 16 games, and we're still going on 5. And then just that big break was, you could definitely tell in the game.
Well, Coach, that was one of our takeaways from it last night as well. Even though offensively it was hard to find the net and get those points, but the effort was clearly evident, even from us watching remotely. The hustle under the basket to fight for rebounds and really try and dig those out, diving for the loose balls. And, you know, that Century team was averaging 51 points per game. And for your defense to hold them the way that they did, that was nice to see last night.
Yeah, it was. And that's one thing we talked about is I felt that we kind of had them scrambling and not used to their regular offense, because it was out of rhythm a little bit on both sides. You know, when I went in at halftime, I kind of, in a nice way, kind of told them it looked like a circus out there a little bit. But a lot of it was, just like you said, they were hustling after the loose balls. They were trying to be aggressive and trying to match their physicality, because, you know, most teams we go against are a lot bigger than we are, taller. And so, you know, we have a pretty small lineup, but the girls do definitely jump in and they try to be as physical as they can. So hopefully we can just fine-tune a handful of things. And I think a lot of it's our timing, both a little bit defensively, being in the right position, being in for our stance, and also rebounding. And then we also got to work on our timing offensively so we can get a little bit better look at the basket.
Now, Coach, you're hosting Rock Springs this afternoon in just a few hours. And this is a team that's also looking for wins on the season. In fact, they haven't found one yet thus far, but they've got a player in Brinley Jenkins. Remember her from last year, and she's averaging over 22 points a game this season. It's kind of her team and everybody. It's kind of her and everybody else. But they're going to be coming into Afton scrapping. But this is a team that, at least up to this point, has given up about 58 points a game. Do you feel like this is an opportunity for the Lady Braves to stretch their legs a little bit offensively?
Yeah, I'm hoping so. And we kind of talked about that a little after the game last night, too. And we'd actually been talking about it throughout the week. Brinley is a great ball player. She wants the ball in her hands a lot because she can create a lot of things. She's smart, she's creative, and she can get open. And so McKenna takes that on, and she does a great job with it. You know, last year when we were playing them, until McKenna got hurt, she had only scored 4 points, and then she kind of got on a run after that. So we hope we can shut her down, and then hopefully we can get some of those other girls with a few more points. Because we talked about that at the beginning of the season, is just finding a way to score, and so we still got to continue to work on that. But definitely it's one team that, you know, no matter what the records for both of us, it's going to be a battle.
Talking with Coach Cade Erickson, Star Valley High School Lady Braves head coach this morning. And, Coach, of course, you have Sugar Salem tomorrow, and then next week you get into Jackson and you start playing that quad in 4A West District play. How do you feel about your team right now heading into that kind of schedule with these last two games going, of course, this weekend? But, once you get into teams in the regular Jackson and Evanston and Green River, how are you feeling about your squad right now, where you stand?
Well, it's kind of a hard gauge just because I feel that, you know, our schedule has been very tough. You know, we've played a handful of the top teams in Wyoming and then handful of the top teams in Idaho. And you go against teams like that, and then where we're just trying to make our adjustments with a few empty spaces that we have, it's hard to kind of gauge. But the girls are excited, you know, but also we're trying to be positive with them and keep their heads up after our first tough schedule. If we can get through this weekend and then just come back next week with a positive attitude and have some good practice throughout the week, I feel confident going into conference play just with the competition that we've been up against.
In terms of this weekend, obviously Rock Springs, we kind of detailed them a little bit, and then you have a chance to see Sugar Salem again, another really good team. Well, you talk about the schedule and how difficult it's been. And I think sometimes that Sugar Salem team gets kind of left out of that discussion because of those top three teams you played in Wyoming. But Sugar Salem might have been the best team we saw so far this year on the girls' side.
I think so too, Dal. If you watch them, and they just do things well all the way around. They rotate defensively very well. They kind of have a nose for the ball. They're a great offensive player. They look for the open player a lot, and they're smart that way, and I think Crystal does a very good job in coaching them. A lot of our practice after playing them was kind of focused on going against the things that they created against us, you know, so we could counteract them or just be more ready for them, because I feel if we can play against a team like the caliber that they are, that we should be able to compete with our conference teams for sure. So it'll be a fun game tomorrow just to see if our adjustments and the things that we did the last couple of weeks are going to kind of help against them.
Coach Kate Erickson, Star Valley High School Lady Braves basketball this morning. And again, Star Valley hosting Rock Springs at 2 o'clock this afternoon. That's a varsity tip-off time is at 2 o'clock. And then in Sugar Salem with an earlier game tomorrow as well for the Star Valley Lady Braves early afternoon tip-off there. Coach, thanks so much for your time. Anything else you'd like to mention about your team up to this point in the season?
No, I just appreciate their effort. You know, we've had a lot of adjustments. We've lost a few girls, and we haven't been very deep, but they keep working hard, and I hope we can keep that good team chemistry and just be positive and move forward throughout this weekend and play the best that we can and be ready for conference play next weekend. So,